Shaya Perek Yutes Pasuk Yud Aleph. This is where we're up to. Yud Aleph Af Ach Evilim Sorei Tzoan. Evilim means foolish. Sorei means the leaders. Tzoan is one of the cities of Mitzrayim. I believe there are five cities mentioned here. There are five different important cities of Mitzrayim, which we mentioned in which Sukkim mentioned. Here is one of them. Tzoan.
Mentioned in Sefer
Bereishis,
right?
I'm not sure. Could be. But this, over here it's listed as one of the cities of Mitzrayim, referring to the time that Yeshaya is speaking. And it's not one thing about Mitzrayim. A lot of them, one thing different about the Nevuah of Mitzrayim we find in contrast to the prophecies of the other nations is that many Midrashim focus explain that some of the things Yeshaya are saying refer to the past. That's very interesting because Nevuah is normally associated with the future. Events that will happen in the future, either the near future or the distant future. But that's not necessarily true. Nevuah can be a revelation of something that has happened in the past that was not known. No secrets. Things which happened, which no one knew about. And along comes a prophet and tells you, let me reveal to you these events which have occurred. Why is the prophet telling us this? Obviously, there's something to learn from it. There's something to learn from it for the future. History repeats itself, or there is just something important that we need to know now related to an event that's occurring now. So here we're talking about the foolishness that the Egyptians prided themselves on being wise men, and here we are discussing where their economy collapses. We mentioned, discussed in detail the collapse of the tribe. Everything depended upon the Nile. When the Nile no longer would overflow, then the irrigation, the farming industry would go down the drain, and the fishing industry. I forgot to mention yesterday that, what was it, 2 years ago when BP, there was the leak in the Gulf of Mexico, when we had that natural disaster, and so many people were quoting the words of these psukim were interpreted literally, that they were mourning the Anu Hada Yogim. They were talking about people that lost their parnasa, people that were involved in the fishing industry in that region. They lost their parnasa and they were actually in mourning. And that's like Rav Shab says, who is Mitzrayim? Who is Mitzrayim? Every generation, it's musical chairs. Every generation, we have a collection of nations, Mitzrayim, Moab, Plishtim, Canaan, Aram, and in every generation, different countries take on the characteristics of Mitzrayim, and of Aram, and of Plishtim, and the things that Yeshaya says back 2,000 years ago, more even, is a reference to events that are happening in every single generation. But here, the economy has collapsed, and everyone is searching for a solution. The previous book mentioned they will go to the wise men. The wise men will not have any solution. They will then turn to the idols, and the idols, four different types of idols, and they will not provide any solutions. They will not be answered. And here Yishai mocks them through Hashem, Ach, Evilim, they are foolish, Sorei Tzoan, the leaders of Tzoan, Chachmei, Yoatzei, Faro, the wise men who advise, who give counsel to Paro, Eitza Nivora, counsel has been concealed, has turned foolish. Niv Ara, the Metzilas translates, Inin Kisilos, foolishness. Their counsel has turned into foolishness. Nothing they say makes any sense.
Ish bar lo
yedo, ba'ar, from the word ba'ar, is exactly what the Mitzvah says. Ish bar lo yedo, a foolish man does not understand. This is what has become of the chokhmah of the Egyptians. Eich tamuel paro, how dare you say to Paro, ben chachomim ani, I am a wise man, ben malchei kedem, I am a son of the king. Our malchei kedem were people who also, the malchei kedem were people that also were known for their chokhmah. The Masudas Tavit explains, Ben Malchei Kedem, Avosai Hoyu Malchei Kedem, our forefathers were the kings of Kedem, Asher Shon Nilso HaKishuf Yidiyas Shemo Satuma. So here he refers to Avodah Zarah. I guess they assume that there were two different lines of thought. There is chokhmah, and when chokhmah does not work, then they go for sorcery, for magic, for other types of koichas hatuma to bring about the desired results. So here they tell to Paro, this country finds itself in a difficult situation. There is no economy. They turn for chachamim. This parallels the theme of the previous psukim. They turn to the wise men for chachma, a solution of their chateva. And when that does not work, then they turn to the gods. And when that does not work, they have left with nothing. And that's here what the psukim are mocking the wise men of Egypt. How dare you say to Paro that you can solve all of their problems with these two approaches, with chokhmah and with idolatry? It's not working. The country is getting worse and worse. The situation is getting desperate. Eich tamru, how dare you say, Paro ben chacham ani, I am a wise man, we are wise, we can probably solve your problems with wisdom. How dare you say that you can solve your problems with kishuf, with magic and sorcery. How dare you say, ben malchei kedem, we are descendants of the kings of the kedem of the east, which specialized in kishuf and avodah zarah. Pasuk yudbeis, ayom. Ayom means but. Efo means but. These are two words which seemingly mean the same thing. These two words go together. Ayam efo, but where? Chachomecha, where are your wise men? V'yagidu nolach. This pasuk is mocking Paro. But where are your wise men that will tell you what to do? V'yedu, and you will know. V'yedu, and you will know. But v'yagidu nolach. But the period. But the truth is, the Yedu, you will know, Ma Yoatz Hashem Tzvakois Al Mitzram. You'll come to know that the truth is there is no solution. That, let's see how the Mitzvah, how he translates these words. The Yedu, Gizchachmu Lodas, you will become wise. You should, because you should wisen up. Ma Yoatz Hashem V'chulu Lios Nishmar Miho Itza Yutza, to guard yourself from the counsel of Hashem. No. In other words, Hashem has a plan for Egypt. Hashem's plan is to bring upon them Churban. You're trying to prevent this from happening, and you seek out your wise men. But the truth is, your wise men have no solution to avoid the ultimate plan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Egypt. The Yedu, we are your wise men that will provide you a solution to prevent the Churban that is coming upon you, that has been advised by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mayotz Hashem Tzivokos Al Mitzrayim, what Hashem has planned for Egypt. Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Pasuk repeats the same thing. No'alu Sorei Tzoan. No'alu again means foolish. Another word for foolishness. Inyan Avilus, Ushtus, the Mitzvah says. Foolishness, are the leaders of Tzoan. Soan is the same still we mentioned back in Pasuk Yud Aleph. Nishu Sorei Nof. Nishu means to be dislodged. Like the Gid HaNosheh. The Gid HaNosheh, the Gid, the sinew on the thigh of Yaakov Avinu was dislodged by the Malach, was dislocated. So here, same thing. Nishu Sorei Nof. Nof is a city, another city in Egypt. And here, it mentions that their chokhmah, their counsel, it doesn't say it explicitly, but it refers to their wisdom, has been dislocated, dislodged, it has been removed from them, they have nothing what to say. Hisu es Mitzrayim, hisu also means to turn away. Hasarim means to make a mistake. If you look at the Mitzudas Tzion, the hisu misha shoge bedato, person that makes a mistake. It's with his intellect, kori toya is a person who makes errors. So here, l'metzudas David, the hisu hasorim hisu esam, the people misled. They misguided the people. Hayoshev mitzrayim asher he rosh hamalacha. So pinas shivatecha, pinas means the cornerstone of its tribes, the capital. Pinas shivatecha would mean, I guess, in modern terms, the capital of Egypt. The wise men who reside in the capital of Egypt have misled the entire country. The entire country invested, put their faith in what takes place in Washington. They elected these officials to provide solutions. So like the Shivatech, if you would compare this to the United States, which again, like I said so many times, could very well be every generation is different. So Shivatech is a very, it's tribes. Every state, you can say, is an equivalent of a tribe. There are 50 states, there are 50 tribes. And the cornerstone is, the capital of the country is Washington, D.C. There we have the wise men who have, why are they wise? They have been elected, the people have chosen them, have selected them. And these people have passed laws and have lobbied and have done many things, but the truth is, when everything is said and done, they're foolish. All of their enactments and decrees and their laws are nothing but foolish, and they have misled the country. The country has been misguided. Mitzrayim means the capital, who was the Pinas. History is Mitzrayim, Pinas, Shivatech. Read it backwards. The Pinas Shivatech, the cornerstone of the tribes of Egypt, have misled Mitzrayim, the entire country. Pasuk Yudalit. Hashem Mosach Dikeba Ruach Ivim. Hashem has poured out in Egypt a spirit of foolishness. The Hisu Es Mitzrayim B'chol Maaseyu. And Hashem, through this foolish spirit that He has poured out among their leaders, has caused the entire land to be foolish, has misguided them. B'chol Maaseyu. Whatever they do is foolish. Every decision that comes out of the capital of Egypt is foolish, just like kihi ta'os shikar bikio, just like a drunk, he vomits, he stumbles in his vomit. Kihi ta'os means to err, to make mistakes, to move around in a haphazard and confused state, tripping over the vomit which comes out of himself. That is what the country of Egypt will look like at this point in time in their foolishness. They make foolish decisions, and then they're stuck with them, and they do themselves in. Pasuk Tesvav, V'lo yiel Mitzrayim ma'aseh, asher yaseh, they will not be in Egypt, ma'aseh, nothing they will do, the ma'aseh here means any benefit. Asher yaser rosh vizanov kipov agmon. Now rosh means a head, zanov the tail, kipov means an arch, and agmon means a reed. So kipov means something very distinguished. Kipov corresponds to rosh. It's an arch, represents the top. Agmon is a swamp. That means something lowly, and that corresponds to zanov. They will not be able to accomplish anything, nothing significant and nothing insignificant. Important things, well, they will fail. And on the simplest, just simple matters of keeping the country operational, they will also fail. Let's go over here, the Mesudah Sudavid, Pasuk Tesvav, lo shum to elas b'chol maaseh. They will have no benefit from anything they do. Asher yaseh hein hu, harosh hein azonov, rotz lomar. What does that mean, the rosh nazonov? Lo yatzlichu, lo b'maaseh haroshim, lo b'maaseh hapachusim. They will not succeed in something major and something minor. Any law, enactment they attempt to accomplish will result in failure. Keep of Agmon, next Mitzudos, Rotzaloima, Bemase Hachazok, Bole Bemase Hachalosh, something that is strong, something that is weak. A keeper is an arch, and something that's very strong and mighty and tall and high. Agmon represents reeds, swamps, something which is insignificant, lowly. They will not succeed. The pasuk repeats this theme twice. Rosh, Zanov, head and tail. Kipa, the Agmon, corresponds to Rosh, the Zanov. None of this will result in success. Everything that they will do will result in failure. Pasuk Tezayin. Bayomahu, on that day, Yiye Mitzrayim Kanoshim. They will be like women. They will, in other words, they will be weak. Men are perceived as being strong. Women are perceived as weak. Egypt will be perceived in the world as a weak nation. They will not be looked up to anymore as a superpower.
Masculine.
Kanoshim v'chorad, there will be terror. Upochad fear. Mipnei tenufas yad Hashem tzvokos. Because of the waving of the hand of Hashem, Asher hu meinif olav, which Hashem waves upon them, they will sense that their churban is imminent. They will sense that everything that is happening to them is due to the Yad Hashem. And every little event that happens in the world, the country will shudder in pachad, in fear, and terror. Pasuk Yud Zayin. V'hoysa admas Yehuda l'mitzrayim l'chaga. The land of Yehuda will be for Mitzrayim as a terror. L'chaga. There are many interpretations over here. Mitzuda simply translates as Ru'ada, as a terror. In other words, everything that happens, we have the land of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is a super powerful nation. And it's a little teeny country. A little teeny country, Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, whatever happens in this little country sends shockwaves through the land of Mitzrayim. They are concerned. You can talk about it if you want to translate this into modern times. Everything over here can fit very well into the United States. The United States, the economy in the last couple of years has been in recession. And people are afraid. There's pachad, there's ra'ada. And every attempt the government tries to accomplish, whether it's healthcare or whether it's to repair the economy, or the list goes on and on, everything results in failure. And the entire obsession and preoccupation is what's doing in Eretz Yisrael. They're so afraid that if something happens in Eretz Yisrael, the price of oil will shoot through the sky. The region, the Middle East, is so important, and all centers on Eretz Yisrael. So the land of Yehuda is a choga. A choga means it's a source of terror. If the Middle East unravels, it will immediately spread the unrest and the aftermath and the ramifications, the consequences, will immediately spread to the land of Mitzrayim. So the land of Yehuda is for Mitzrayim, l'chaga, a source of terror. Kol asher yazkir oisa elav, anytime a person mentions, anytime there's some public event, and Israel, Eretz Yisrael is mentioned, yifchot, they will be terrorized, they'll be terrified. Mipnei, because atzas Hashem tzivokos, because they recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a divine plan, the plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asher hu yoytzolav, that Hashem is counseling a love upon the land of Mitzrayim. They realize that everything starts and finishes in Eretz Yisrael. Now this simply, now I'm telling you a lot of drush that it refers to today, B'Saman Hazel, the United States of America. Dayogim refers to what happened 2 years ago in the Gulf of Mexico, and it refers to the economy, and everything revolves around Eretz Yisrael. But if you the Shul Mikra refers to the time of Chizkiyahu, after the Malchus of Ashur conquered a good part of the world. They were the superpower, and then, but they weren't the only superpower in the world. At this point in time, Mitzrayim was also a very significant power in the world. They were not as powerful as Ashur, but they were a significant power. With the fall of Ashur, specifically at the time when they tried to conquer Yerushalayim, when the miracle happened and all of the soldiers died, then Mitzrayim was terrified. They perceived that the Shekhinah is resting in Eretz Yisrael, and if the mighty nation of Ashur, the mighty king of Sanherib, can fall before Yerushalayim, al-achas kama v'kama, their economy, their stability can be wiped out in a moment. So that is why when they heard about what happened in Yerushalayim under the leadership of Chizkiyahu, how Ashur miraculously was defeated, it was a chogah. It was a source of terror for Mitzrayim. V'hoysa, one more time the pasuk says, v'hoysa admas Yehuda, the land of Yehuda would be l'mitzrayim, l'chogah, as a source of terror when they heard what happened to the kingdom of Ashur as they tried to conquer Yerushalayim. Kol asher yazkir oisa elav. Anytime a person will mention, they'll read in the paper that, look what has happened. The Malchus of Ashur no longer exists. It's been wiped out. When they had tried to conquer Yerushalayim, yifchot, the land of Egypt is in a state of terror because they realize that they are next. They realize they have also sinned grievously against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'nei atzas Hashem tzivakos. They realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan for them as well. Asher hu yoytzolav, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ultimately do to them. They see that they are now beginning to crumble. There's a civil war. It's being the Pasuk tells us there's a civil war in Mitzrayim. The economy has collapsed, and everything they try to accomplish just results in failure, whether it's a small matter or a large matter, and they realize that they are next on Hashem's hit list. So they are in a state of terror, and what specifically gets them is seeing the Yad Hashem that is tangible in the land of Yerushalayim with the fall of the Malchus of Ashur. Period. Now that really ends this section. There is over here a break, the end of the parasha. Okay, now we start a new section. Pasuk Yud Ches. Pasuk Yud Ches begins to describe everything. Okay.
Yeah,
it sounds
worse
than it is. Okay. Pasuk Yud Ches begins to describe the restoration of Egypt. Now, Egypt will not be completely destroyed. They will come to a very... They will fall greatly. And they will suffer greatly. But at the very end, they will come to recognize the Yad Hashem. And that will be the source of their salvation. After the economy collapses, and they are in a state of terror, they will do tshuva. And through their tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will restore Mitzrayim to a point where they will survive comfortably. Bayom Hahu, on that day. Now what is the day that we're referring to? So Rashi says Bayom Hahu. Okay, so Rashi right away quotes the Midrashim. But it refers to a point in time where after they will do tshuva, they will recognize what is happening and they'll do tshuva. Yihyu chamesh orim bi'eretz Mitzrayim medabros sefas kenan. There will be five cities in Egypt that will be dedicated to the service, the language of Canaan. Canaan, he refers to Eretz Yisrael. They will speak Hebrew. They will speak Lashon Kodesh, the land of Canaan. V'nishbos Lashem Tzivakos, and they will, in this land, they will speak. They will swear by the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There will be five cities, and when Mitzrayim will realize the Yad Hashem, they will set aside five cities to be centers to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in these five lands, the only language that will be spoken will be the Jewish language called Sfas Kinaan. Sfas Kinaan refers to the land of Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael, the language spoken is Lashon HaKodesh. That's what will be spoken in Mitzrayim. V'nishbos Hashem Tzivakos, Ir HaHeres Ye'omer Le'echos. One of the cities will be called the city of Heres. Heres means son, Heres. We interchange the hay for a ches. Hay for a ches, so then it would be ha cheres, pottery. The reason why, and pottery, cheres refers to the sun. Why does a pottery refer to the sun? Because a potter's wheel is perfectly round. When the potter spins the wheel, he puts the clay on the wheel, and he spins the wheel either with his legs or manually in order to fashion the pot. The wheel is perfectly round. The thing in the nature that is perfectly round that people recognize every single day is the sun. So it became a convention to call the sun with the term cheres.
There's another reason.
Because the sun dries out.
Cheres is made from clay.
Yeah.
It's red. Reddish.
Reddish like the sun. Okay. Okay, it's another reason. The reddish hue.
In Aramaic, the term for sun is charsa.
Okay.
For that reason.
Okay. So the different reasons, though, the word cheres is a metaphor for the sun, either, as you said, because it's the reddish color of the, and the Aramaic word of the sun, or because of the shape of the potter's wheel, which is just like the shape of the sun. One of the cities will be called Beis Shemesh. And why is it called, what is the pasuk here alluding to? So different Midrash, one of the Midrash says that explains that this used to be a city where they worshipped the sun. This was a city that was devoted for Avodah Zarah. They will choose this city as the city that will be devoted to the service of Hashem, to show that we are serious. One thing, you have a city that's full of idolatry, idol worship. Okay, so there are five cities that worship Avodah Zarah. We have a problem. We recognize the Yad Hashem. We have to tshuva. So we'll now have another five cities that will serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they're not going to be the same. Let the people living in those five cities who do Avodah Zarah continue what they're doing. We'll have new cities that will worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, they will come to the realization that their wisdom will be restored. That the best thing to do is to take those cities that are worshiping Avodah Zarah and transform them into cities that serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Ir HaCheres really refers to the ear of the Beis Shemesh. It was a city where they worshipped the sun. We had in the previous parak, they used to even make idols. the Chamonim, Chama, the word Chamonim from the word of Chama, idols in the image of the sun, and they would worship these idols. This city that was previously devoted to the service of the sun will now be transformed into the service of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, someone once told me that I was talking about this idea that Rav Schwab, that today Bisman HaZeh can very well be these people refer to the United States of America, and all of these things are alluded to with different events in the history of the United States of America. There are a lot of very powerful similarities, and will come a point in time where there are five cities in the United States that are devoted to the service of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, you talk about New York, an incredible amount of learning that's taking place in New York. Talk about Lakewood. Talk about Muncie. Okay, these are not but there are centers. You go look in the United States, there are major tourist centers devoted to the service of Kodesh Baruch Hu. These, New York is a center, it's the capital of the world as far as the worship of the American dollar. But it can come a point in time where it will be recognized as a place where people will come to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, if you learn the Pesukim according to its similar interpretation, did this ever come true? So the Mepharshim, they struggle very, very much. If you want to learn the Pesukim from Pshutai, that these were events that took place in the lifetime of Yeshayah, or shortly after Yeshayah died. We have no record anywhere that there were five cities at any point in time in history that were devoted to the service of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So simply it has to be interpreted as referring to an event that is yet to come in the future. And again, the big mystery is, who is Mitzrayim? Is it the ancient Mitzrayim Bizman HaZeh? Maybe it is. Maybe we don't exactly know what this means, but it is definitely something that is very interesting. Pasuk Yutes, Bayom Hahu, on that day, Yiyah Mizbeach LaHashem, it will be a Mizbeach for Hashem, Besoch Eretz Mitzrayim, an altar, Umatzeva Eitzel Givula, an altar near its boundary, LaHashem. So simply means there are going to be two, there's going to be a Mizbeach, and a Matzeva, there are two different separate things. There's an altar and there is a monument. Or it can mean that the Mizbeach and the Matzeva are one and the same. It's being repeated here just for stylistic purposes, but there will be a Mizbeach. What is this Mizbeach referring to? So again, there are many interpretations. Either it's something that has not yet occurred. And there's another question, how a Mizbeach, a Jew, is not allowed to offer korbanos. A Jew may not offer korbanos outside the Beis HaMikdash. Once the Beis Sheni was built, Beis Rishon was built, bamos are forbidden. One is not allowed to offer a korban upon a Mizbeach outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So we have to understand that this Mizbeach is not for Jews, this Mizbeach is for non-Jews. There's no prohibition for a non-Jew to offer a korban on a bama on a makeshift altar outside of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is a Beis Tzilul Chol Ha'amim. They can send korbanos, but it does not prevent them, preclude them from bringing korbanos outside of Eretz Yisrael, wherever they want. So it says there will be a Mizbeach, and on the Mizbeach they will offer korbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now someone will interpret this based upon the famous Gemara in Masechta Menachos dealing with Chonyo and Shimi. Who was Chonyo and Shimi? There were two versions of the story, so it's a long story, but there was a Kohen Gadol, Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol, and he served as a Kohen Gadol for 40 years. When he died, he left over two sons. The older son's name was Shimi, and the younger son's name was Chonyo. And the father said, there are two versions of the story, and there are major differences in what happened, but the basic story is that the father, Shimon HaTzadik, when he died, he gave instruction at Tzava, he wants the younger son to succeed him as Kohen Gadol. So the younger son, for whatever reason, different versions of the story, did not accept. He felt that he has an older brother, and it's not proper that he should serve as Kohen Gadol. The younger brother, it will lead to enmity between him and his older brother. So he gave it over to his older brother. The older brother was trained, there are different versions, was trained, he was not a Talmud Chacham, did not know what to do, and he was trained by the younger brother, or some say it was vice versa. And there was a bilbul, a whole story, a fight between the two brothers, and one of the two brothers had to run away. depending upon the version of the story, and they wound up in Mitzrayim. And according to one version, they made a mizbeach in Mitzrayim. They made a miniature Beis Hamikdash and acted as the Kohen Gadol. Some say it was the Shem Shemayim. According to the other version, it was the Shem Avodah Zarah. There was a mizbeach that was being built. So according to the version that says that the mizbeach was built the Shem Shemayim, even though it was a mistake, it was Shaloi Kedin. That's here what the pasuk refers to. Refers to here that Bayomahu, he's alluding to what would happen many, many years, hundreds of years later. He's alluding to the Mizbech LaShem B'Soch Eretz Mitzrayim. He's alluding to what will happen, that the Shimon HaTzadik will serve as Kohen Gadol. He will die. He will give over to the younger son. The younger son will give to the older son. There will be a fight. One will run away, and I'll build a Mizbech in Yerushalayim, in Mitzrayim, L'Shem Shemayim. He'll become a Kohen Gadol. It doesn't necessarily mean that he offered himself karbonis for himself. It could be that he offered karbonis in Mitzrayim for Goyim. He was like a Kohen Gadol for the non-Jews, and that's what the pasuk refers to. Looking shuta shol mikra, there are difficulties with that, but that is one approach. Let's know on the pasuk chaf ha'yilo isul eid laHashem tzevakos meret Mitzrayim. It will be as a sign and a witness for this mizbeach that we mentioned in the previous pasuk that we built at some point in time. Will be a sign and a witness laHashem tzevakos meret Mitzrayim ki yitzaku el Hashem nipnei loychatzim. The Egyptians will cry out after they suffer, after their economy collapses. They will come to realize it's the Yad Hashem. They will do tshuva, and they will cry out to Hashem. Yitzaku el Hashem b'pnei loychatzim. They will cry out to Hashem because of their oppressors. The Yishlach lohem Moshia. Hashem will send them a saver, Vorov. The Rav here means a great person like a king, vihitzilam, and this great person will save them. They will do tshuva, and Hashem will send them the right leader. It does not say if he's Jewish, if he's non-Jewish. Could be that Hashem will, Hashgacha Pratis, will appoint president that is on the mark, will do everything correct, and will save them, and the people of Egypt will realize that this was a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in reward for them coming to recognize it was the Yad Hashem and for their sincere tshuva. And this Mizbeach that will be built, and this monument that will be built in Egypt, will serve as a sign of recognition that it is the Yad Hashem. The Yishlach Lochem Moshiach V'Rav V'Tzilam, and he will say, if you want to make a Purim Torah, Hashem will send them a Rav, they'll also have a Rabbi. I heard a story. I don't know the details of the story, but the story goes something along the lines. Maybe it's in the new book of Moshe Scherer. He was once in a meeting where there were a gathering of priests, galochim, and conservative rabbis, and all a whole collection of religious leaders. And he was very friendly with Cardinal O'Connor. Remember Cardinal O'Connor? He was very friendly with him. And the room was filled with a whole collection of cardinals, bishops, so on and so forth. And Rabbi Scherer walks in, and Cardinal O'Connor goes over to him, greets him, hugs him, and kisses him. So all the other galochim were jealous, and the other conservative rabbis were also jealous. Why does Cardinal O'Connor kiss and greet, embrace, give such honor to Rabbi Scherer? So he saw. They were like, my high, why does he get the royal treatment? So he says, what do you want from me? He's my rabbi. So that's what the pasuk here says, V'yishlach lehem Moshiach, Hashem will send to the non-Jewish world, to Mitzrayim, a savior v'rov, and a rabbi. They'll have a rabbi, v'yitzilam, and this great person, the Savior, will save them from their trouble. Pasuk Chaval v'noida Hashem l'Mitzrayim. Hashem will be known to Mitzrayim. Known in the American dollar, it's in God we trust. It's not a simple matter. It's not a simple thing. It will be known. Hashem's name will be Shogu b'fi Mitzrayim. And v'yodu Mitzrayim es Hashem b'yom ahu. And Egypt will know Mitzrayim on that day. V'yavdu zevach u'mincha. And they will offer to Hashem a sacrifice and a meal offering. V'nodru neder l'Hashem, they will vow offerings to Hashem, vishilemu, unbelievable, and they will be honest. They will pay their vows. That's an incredible thing. How many times do you hear people pledge, oh, I'll give to this organization, institution, $1 million, $10, $5, and they don't give a penny. It says here the people will be sincere. The people of Egypt will vow offerings, donations to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in honor, vishilemu, unbelievable, and they will pay their debts. Okay, so this over here is, you know, before when I learned Rav Shimon Schwab, and he used to say this idea that today we do not know who this idea of musical chairs. So every generation we take all the nations, the biblical nations in Tanakh, and every generation we have to reassess who is Egypt, who is Iran, who is Kush. Every generation, it's not a matter of the physical location; it's a matter of the midos. Okay, I just thought it was a nice Jewish. I didn't take it very seriously. But I remember when I learned this probably the first time 2 years ago, when I learned this perek, it really hit me. There's so many parallels between what it says here about Mitzrayim and the United States. Not necessarily today. You can go back, you know, United States, American history, the whole founding American, the colonies and what happened. And the truth is, the United States, to a certain degree, it's a Christian nation. There's a lot of... They were considering of making the official language Hebrew, Eretz Canaan, the Sfas Canaan. There's a lot of parallels and similarities, and it really opens up a whole new way of thinking about Nevuah. Yeshaya, the Nevuah of these prophets, were preserved for all time. There is definitely something in every generation in this approach to take these nations and try to figure out who we are referring to in each generation, and every pasuk, it's filled with layers of interpretation. The Dayagim, go back 2 years ago, the spill of oil in the Gulf of Mexico, I mean, it's word for word, just follow the news, it was taking place those days. The catastrophe, and what are they going to do, these people, they had case studies. It was incredible. It's right out of the Pesukim over here. And there are so many other similarities. And every generation, you can see a bit and piece, and that's the whole beauty of learning these Pesukim. You see a lot more than just simple understanding. Civil war. That's right. And it talks about the Shavatim. There are Shavatim, there are Mamlochos, the other nations, and there's terror. Today we saw from terrorism, and every little thing that happens in Eretz Yisrael, that's the first item of the news. It's really remarkable. And this Yeshaya said this how many years ago? 2,500 years ago, whatever it was, something like that. And there's so much meaning and depth. But of course, you learn the Mitzvahs. Lefim Shul Shalmeka. We're discussing the lifetime of Chizkiyahu. After Chizkiyahu, who succeeded in the miracle of the fall of Asher, there was the land of Egypt. And the land of Egypt is mentioned. There was an alliance. There was an alliance with Egypt. They would cover the back of the Jewish people. Egypt was terrified. You can learn the Pesukim of Yeshuta. And you can learn the Pesukim of what happened 1,000 years later, Chonio, Shimon HaTzadik. Maybe it refers to that period. The truth is, Eilu v'Eilu, Divrei Elokim Chaim, they're all true. Okay, we'll stop here.